Can you tell me some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Well, way back then, I heard grandparents speak of mush, but I've never seen it.
Hmm.
They used to make a cornmeal mush, would be just the cornmeal with milk and something. I don't know how it would be prepared even, but I've heard that word used among the very older people. But all of my life, we just said cornbread, that's all I ever knew.
Mm-hmm. What about frying it in deep fat? Do you ever do that?
Yes, hush puppies we make with fish very often.
Sounds good. what about boiling it with greens? Do you ever do that?
No.
Okay.
I had boiled it to feed dogs on. My husband used to have bird dogs, very fine bird dogs. And before they had all the commercial food for dogs, like they have now, I used to make the little corn bread into balls and boil it with sweet potatoes. Put it into sweet potatoes and it makes a fine food for dogs.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
No, you don't anymore because now it's so easy to get the commercial sweet beef for it.
And what about if cornbread is cooked in the ashes of a fire?
They call that a hoe cake.
Have you ever had that?
I've seen it. I haven't cooked it.
And what do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
We still call it loaf.
Okay. And what about a round, flat pastry? Let's see. About this big, and it has a hole in the middle, made out of baking powder.
The donut?
No. That's what I'm thinking of.
About donuts. Mm-hmm.
And those are made out of baking powder?
Well, not entirely. They would have some baking powder in them. But
yeah, that's... Uh-huh. Is there a name for a similar cake when it's made out of yeast, and with yeast instead of baking powder?
Not with the hole in the middle. I would only think of the yeast as rolls. They used to make the rolls and loaf with the yeast cakes.
Okay.
And nothing smells better than that old-fashioned loaf cooking in the kitchen made from the yeast cake.
Oh.
It smells delicious. And it is.
Hot out of the oven. It's great.
Yes, it is. It really is.
My mother used to do that, mm-hmm. So I know what you mean.
Yes.
And what about round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on the skillet? Eaten with butter and syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay.
But they used to call them batter cakes.
Ah. Did you when you were a child?
Yes.
Okay, and what about the side meat from a hog? Or the meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I've just always heard it side meat. You mean the fat back?
Yeah.
Well, there is a fat back.
Is that different?
It has no lean, it's just the fat cut off and smoked, I guess smoked, cured in salt.
Mm.
Salt. Fat back. But they still call it fat back, I think. That's what the old people call it. There's a difference in side meat and fat back.
Because the side meat has
the lean, the streak of lean in it,
oh.
And the fat back is just the fat.
Okay. And what about the pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and hog's head?
Oh, let's see, they call it dog. What do you call that? Have you ever eaten it?
Mm-mm.
Souse.
That's a
S-O-U-S-E, I guess. I don't know how to spell it, but it is delicious.
Huh. It's meat.
It's highly seasoned. It's made from this meat from the head of the hog.